On December 9th, FC Barcelona star Lionel Messi scored for the 86th time in 2012. For a brief time, he and his teammates and fans celebrated, for no soccer player had ever had more goals in a calendar year. ESPN's Roger Bennett joins me to discuss why the cheering stopped, or at least paused, even though Messi scored two more goals last weekend. And Roger, I gather it was because voices were raised in Zambia and then in Brazil, suggesting that Mr. Messi still has a ways to go to set that record.
Well, that's true. The voices in Brazil have gotten a lot quieter because they dug out the great Zico, who scored 89 goals in 1979. But Messi scored a couple at the weekend and is now on 90. So that record's been put to bed. But the great Zambian, who nobody knew about until last week, Godfrey Chitalu, Bill, the Zambians claim, had scored 107 goals in a calendar year in 1972, playing for the national team. And I think one of your favourite Zambian teams, the Cabu Warriors. But the whole record is truly farcical, to be candid.
I have to ask, given the number of goals Godfrey Chitalu allegedly scored, do you suppose there were a lot of games in that league that ended 10-8?
You're getting to the core of the issue. First of all, FIFA do not keep accurate records of every goal scored in every game. So there's an artificiality to the claim in the first place. The second thing is, until Messi neared the 85-goal mark set by the great German Müller, very few people even knew the record existed. Football is played in seasons. It's not played by calendar year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the reason why people started to count was really just to celebrate him. And the Chitalu case has gotten so much press, not because of the Zambians, but because of Real Madrid fans who despise Barcelona and despise Messi and have taken it on as their own pet cause.
Well, perhaps this is an appropriate time to rank Lionel Messi in comparison to not only Godfrey Chitalu and Zico, but in comparison to, say, Pelé and Diego Maradona as well.
Yeah, it's a terribly difficult thing to do. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. The odd thing about him is that he looks so unassuming. He looks like he's just come out of a Supercuts in the high street. He looks like someone who'd work at a video game store. And this record, the 86, now the 90 goals, it means he scored a goal every 4.25 days all year. And when you think that football has a months-long off-season, it is pretty impressive. The Pelé issue is fascinating. They played in different eras. Sports performance was very, very different. It's almost impossible to compare. I think the only person who believes that Messi has not eclipsed Pelé is Pelé.
Meanwhile, the other news for Lionel Messi this week is that he has signed a contract extension with Barcelona that will keep him there until 2018 and will pay him about $13 million a year plus incentives. I wonder how much he cares about all this record talk.
Well, he's a deeply, deeply competitive person. I think that's at the heart of his brilliance. The contract, I think there is a buyout clause, Bill, for $331.2 million. So if the MLS wants to come knocking, it can. But one of the amazing parts of the Messi stories is that he cost Barcelona nothing. They bought him when he was 14. They are a team that we will only see once in our lifetime because so many of the players, like Iniesta and Piqué, who play alongside him, grew up together playing from the age of 12, 13, 14. And it is a team that literally know each other's moves.
ESPN's Roger Bennett is co-host of Men in Blazers, which you can find on the Grantland website. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Messi, Messi de Barcelona. Messi, Messi. Toda la gente se levanta pa hacer la hora. Messi, Messi de Barcelona. Toda la gente se levanta pa hacer la hora.